This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Peace. Without peace, we cannot progress. It's so difficult for any country to develop. Not only you have peace here, you have peace here and peace hereafter. Not only you're successful here, but you also become successful in the hereafter. This is what Islam promised us. That's why we said peace and prosperity.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate, I send salams on Allah's last and final prophet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on his family, his companions, and those who follow righteous guidance until the end of time. I will be your host today for this, the fourth day of the 2008 Chennai Peace Conference, hosted by Peace Vision of Islam. At this time, I would like to call to the stage our first speaker and presenter for the day, coming to us from Malaysia, Sheikh Hussein Yi. Sheikh Hussein Yi, could you please come to the stage, inshallah? Before our speaker begins, let me give you a little bit of his background. Sheikh Hussein Yi is born from a Chinese Buddhist family. He reverted to Islam in 1968. In 1972 or 1978, he studied in the Islamic University in Medina, Saudi Arabia. Thereafter, he left and studied in Damascus University in Syria until 1980. In 1981, he served as an advisor to the Cambodian Muslim refugees in Paris. From 1984 to 1985, he was a director in the Islamic Center of Hong Kong, China. From the 80s until 1994, he was also a counselor in Perkim, Malaysia. In 1994 till today, he has been the founder and the president of Al-Qadam Association for Dawah and for taking care of orphans and single parent families, being organizing Dawah and Ibadah camps for youth around the Southeast Asia Pacific area, London, USA, Canada, and the Middle East. And again, Al-Qadam Association for Dawah and taking care of single-parent families. At this time, I will call to the microphone to begin his lecture on peace and prosperity, Islam's goal for humanity. Our speaker for the day, Sheikh Hussein Yi. Brother.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator of all things and the sender of all prophets and messengers and the revealer of all truth. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on all the bounties that He has bestowed upon us. We thank Him. We ask Allah to forgive the sin that we have committed, whether it's a minor or a major one, whether it's an open or a secret sins. And we ask Allah to forgive the sin of those who are present today and those who are absent among us, the living among us and those who have passed away among us. We ask Allah to forgive the sin of the young and the old among us, the male and the females. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to give us peace in this world and peace in the hereafter. Amen. To my beloved brother, our chairperson, Brother Isa from California, and to all the organizing committee of Peace Vision of Islam, on the behalf of our organization, Al-Khadim, stand for serving mankind back in Malaysia, we would like to thank all of you. And also we like to thank the organizing committee for allowing us to come and meet the brother and sister in Chennai and to share with you the important topic about Islam. There is peace and prosperity, and Islam is a goal of humanity. Now before I proceed, I would like to remind myself and all the fellow brothers and sisters who are with us. Being a Muslim, we should be proud to exercise the Islamic values, the Islamic ethics, the Islamic way of greeting. Now this lecture have been opened by Brother Isa by offering the Islamic greeting of peace, Assalamu alaikum. But the response from the brother and sister is not that good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحْيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَرُدُّهَا إِلَى الْآخِرِ آيَةٍ The meaning of this saying of Allah is, if any Muslim offer you the Islamic greeting, you as fellow Muslim, male and female, should respond with a better greeting. How do you respond? So the Prophet show us and guide us. He said, if anyone come and give you the offering of Assalamu alaikum, then you should say Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. That means your response should be longer than the one who offer you. If the second person comes and give you the salam Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, your response should be Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If the third person come and give you Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, the complete salam, then you should respond with a louder voice by saying Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Example. Inshallah, I'm going to offer you the second salam so that those who are present today is able to exercise this sunnah of the Prophet, to practice what the Prophet have taught us. Because Islam is not just knowledge, but knowledge with action. So inshallah, brothers and sisters, I'm going to offer you the greeting of peace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Now why I want you to respond to this call and prayer and salam of peace? Because the topic that we are discussing this morning about peace and prosperity. If anybody want to be successful as a human, as a father, as a husband, as a businessman, as a leader, he must have peace within himself. Without peace, we cannot progress. Without peace, it's so difficult for any country to develop. Only through peace, then you can start to progress. Yeah, better and better, inshallah. Now, when you talk about Islam, we are talking about the true peace that comes from Almighty Allah. Not from us, it's from Allah, because peace belongs to Allah. It don't belong to you, don't belong to me, it belongs to Allah, the Creator, the one who created every one of us. Because he said, Huwa salam. Allahumma antas salam. Wa minkas salam. The Prophet remind us, say that, O Allah, you are peace. And peace belong to you. And peace come from you. Now, that is why all the Prophet was sent to bring peace. Not to create war. Not to kill, to destroy, but to save and to develop. Not to do anything bad, but to invite every one of us to become a better person. The word Islam have three great meaning. Number one, mean total submission to Almighty Allah, the Creator. Everybody who wants to have peace with himself, he must have a good relationship with Allah first. Without that kind of relationship, you cannot have peace. You can try to look for peace, but the peace that you look for will not be permanent. When you submit to Allah physically, mentally, and spiritually, then you will achieve peace. That's why Islam means total submission. You must submit to the Almighty, who is peace, and the peace belongs to Him, and peace comes from Him. And that's why Islam also stands for peace. Number one, Islam means total submission. Number two, Islam also means peace, salam. That is why in the world today, the only nation, the only people who greet human with the greeting of peace is a Muslim. Everywhere you go, whether he's an Arab, a non-Arab, whether he's a white or colored, when they are Muslim, they will greet everyone with the greeting of Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. This greeting do not come from the Buddhists, neither the Hindus, neither the Christian. Only the Muslim use this greeting of peace. Because we are the peacemaker. People may say the Muslims are terrorists, but there's nothing to do with what they say. In reality, only Muslim bring peace to everybody. Because only Muslims will greet people with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Islam also means security. If you follow the teaching of Islam, you submit to Allah. You submit to the divine law of Allah. Not man-made law, but the divine law. Then Allah promise you security in this life, here now, and hereafter. Not only you are safe here, not only you have peace here and peace hereafter. Not only you become successful here, but you also become successful in the hereafter. This is what Islam promises. That's why we said peace and prosperity. You want to be successful, you want to progress, You got to have peace within yourself. And that's why the Muslim was invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by his messenger, peace be upon him, to have faith in Allah first, because Allah said, "Duribat alayhimul zillatu aynama thuqifu illa bihablim min Allah wa hablim minan nas." Now what Allah is telling us, none of us can be successful. None of us can call ourselves that we are great people until you have a good relationship with Allah, the Almighty God, who has created you for a purpose: to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him. If you don't do that, that means you have no peace. When you have no peace, you cannot bring peace to others. You have no peace with your family. You have no peace with your neighbor. You have no peace with your countrymen. You have no peace to the environment. You become very destructive. Why? Because by nature, Allah gave us the nafs. When He created us, He gave us the desire. And majority of our desire is inclined to destruction. It's not constructive, it's more on destructive desire. We call nafsul ammara bisu, the destructive desire. Thinking of yourself, you don't think of others. But Islam come and teach you that you must have a good relationship with the Creator. Like, how important for you to know who is your parent? That is how important you should know who created you. When you have peace with Allah, you are sure to have peace with yourself. And then you can bring peace to fellow mankind. That's why Allah said, "Duribat alayhimul zillatu aynama tuqifu." Meaning, Allah is telling us that the curse of Allah, Allah will humiliate us. We will not be honored until we have a good relationship with Allah and then with fellow mankind. After you have a good relationship with Allah, you must have a good relationship between fellow mankind. Start with your own family. Now that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind us by saying, "La tadkhulun al jannah hatta tu'minu." The Prophet is reminding us, none of us, whether you are white or colored, rich or poor, Arab or non-Arabs, none of us can enter the paradise that belong to Allah until he believe in him. Until he believe in Allah. And then the Prophet continue, "Wala tu'minu hatta tahabbu." None of you can be a true believer. None of you can be a true believer until he love each other. He have peace with each other. This is very important to understand the saying of our prophets. The prophet for all mankind, all nation and tribe. The early prophet was sent by Allah for a particular tribe and nation. But Prophet Muhammad, Allah said, "Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin." O Muhammad, we do not send you except to bring peace, mercy, blessing, rahmah to the universe, to everybody. That's why Muhammad is not a prophet that brings peace only to the Arabs, but to Arabs, non-Arabs, to Indian, Chinese, Malay, to every one of us, because that is the message of peace. The Prophet said, none of us can enter paradise because paradise is a world of peace. There is no hatred. There's no fighting, no jealousy, no anger in paradise. Paradise is a place of peace. And if anyone wants to go to paradise, he must find peace here first. And peace comes from iman. You must have iman first. You must have faith in Allah. And iman is the only thing that Allah and the Prophet said that will qualify you to achieve peace in this world and peace in the hereafter. It's important for us to understand that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued by saying, "Ala or awala adlukum ala shay'in iza fa'altum tahabbatum." The Prophet asked his people, do you like me to teach you, to show you something that when you do it, you will create love, you will develop love, there will be peace among you. When you have peace, you can keep on progressing, brothers and sisters. If there's a lot of demonstration, unrest in India, do you think the government have time to develop this country? They have no time. A lot of time will spend in taking care of the security of the nation. But when there's a lot of peace, all your time can be focused in how to develop this country to make it a better place for all of us to live on. A cleaner place, a more hygienic environment. Only you will progress when you have peace. So the Prophet said, do you like me to show you something? When you do it, you will develop love and peace among you. The companions of the Prophet is not like you and like me. They always want to hear something from Prophet Muhammad. Every time when they are free, they will come to Prophet, they will go to the Prophet and say, Ya Rasulullah, tell us, what should we do? Tell us, how can we become a better Muslim? How can we be beneficial to ourselves and to others? This is what the companion of the Prophet always asks. They are not talking about themselves. They don't come to the Prophet and say, oh Prophet, teach me how to become a rich man. Teach me how to become a politician. No. They just want, oh Prophet Muhammad, how can we do something that Allah is happy with us? This is what they want. They want Allah's pleasure. They want Allah's rida. They want Allah's love. The important thing is Allah's love. So the Prophet said, if you do this, you will bring peace. And you will have love among you. When you love each other, there's no more hatred. There's no more jealousy, no more enviness, and there's no more war. They will have peace. Companion said, teach us, O Prophet. So the Prophet said, Afsus Salam, or Afsus Salam Bainakum. This hadith is from Sahih Muslim. The Prophet said, if you want to have peace, you must promote peace wherever you go. Afsus Salam Bainakum. Wherever you move, when you see anybody, Salamu Alaikum, Salamu Alaikum, Salamu Alaikum. Because when you do that, it's like you are praying for everybody. May the peace of Allah be upon you, my brother. May the peace of Allah be upon you, oh my sister. That means there's nothing that you dislike about the person anymore. You only think of good. Whatever you say, everything is good. Nothing is negative, everything is positive. Even he is not good, but you want him to be good. That's why I say, peace be upon you. You don't go, I curse you. Be the curse of Allah be upon you. No, you don't do that. You always say, peace be upon you, my son. Peace be upon you, my daughter. Peace be upon you, my wife. Peace be upon you, my husband. Peace be upon you, my father, my mother, my neighbor, my friend, my businessman. when you always promote peace, inshallah, fellow brother and sister, Allah is going to bless you. And when Allah bless you, wherever you go, you make friends. Peacemaker, wherever they go, they have friends. Troublemaker, no one welcome them. If you have love among you, fellow brother and sister, you have peace. I give you one simple example. You have been here for many days, maybe. You have been sitting in front of the speaker. Have you ever get to know each other, the one beside you, left and right, brothers? Why? Why don't you try to say the word of peace among you? Now you look to your right. Look to your right, brother. Say something to him. Say something to him. Say, peace be upon you. Say, peace be upon you. And look to the left. Say, peace to be upon you. Do that, brothers. How can you sit so close and you don't know each other? You don't care to know about each other. That's not good. That means there's no peace in you. You just think of yourself. I don't care. I'm here. I represent myself. I don't represent anybody. No. Wherever you go, you are representing everybody. The message of peace that you learn today, when you go out, you are going to share with your friend. Now let's talk about peace. That's why you say the Muslim country, they don't send weapon to any other country because they believe we only send the message of peace. We don't send weapons. Weapon will kill people. But there are people, there are nations talking about peace, but they are supplying weapons. And then they say, let us have peace. No, you cannot have peace when you have all this destructive weapon going around. You only have peace when you always travel with the word of peace. That is the most important weapon. The weapon that can save life. And peace cannot just come like out without the feeling of love. That's why the Prophet said, yeah, wala tu'minu hatta tahabbu. There is no one can be a true believer until he love each other. When you have love, you have peace. Do you agree with me, brother? Do we love each other? Do you love your wife? Say to her when you see her, I love you, darling. Do you love your children? Say to your children, I love you. Hug them. Yeah. Kiss your children. It's your children. Why don't you kiss them? Kiss your wife. It's your halal wife. Before she become your wife, you like to kiss her. After he become your wife, you have no time to kiss her. Something is very wrong. Before you are married, you like to hold her hand. After marriage, she becomes a stranger to you. There's no more peace because there's no more love. That's why the Prophet ﷺ always talk about loving each other. To the extent the Prophet said, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi." None of you can be a true believer until you love your fellow brothers like how you love yourself. There are two kinds of brothers, two kinds of family in Islam. The family being human, children of Adam. All of us are the children of Adam. We are one big family. The second family is the people who believe among you. So the first family, the big family. My family, I have a lot of peace with them. One of my siblings, my sister, she's a free thinker. She don't believe in any religion. She only believe in herself. Another sister of mine, she's a very staunch Christian. And we have other sister who mix up with everything. Sometimes Christian, sometimes Buddhist, sometimes anywhere he goes. Now she's a free person. She believes in everything. Alhamdulillah, I'm the only one who become Muslim among the sisters and brothers. but we have a lot of peace because we love each other as families. And then we try to show them the beauty of Islam. We try to show him the beauty of Islam. And when we talk to them about Islam, alhamdulillah, fellow brothers and sisters, they are prepared to listen to us. To the extent when I talk to them, I just came back from Hajj, so they pay me a visit. I show them Mecca. They cannot go to Mecca. I bring Mecca to them. I bring the picture of Mecca to them. Show them how do Mecca look like. And I said to them, anytime, I said, when are you going to visit Mecca? This is the most sacred place on earth. A place that you will see millions of people from different color will gather together to worship the only one God. Sometimes they ask us, can we go to Mecca? Can they go to Mecca, brother? Can a Chinese, a Hindu, a Christian go to Mecca? Yes. After ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. What they have to do is they just make the declaration of la ilaha illallah Muhammadar Rasulullah. Then when they have peace, we will bring them to the city of peace, to the country of peace. And you can see millions of people gathered together doing the same thing. In a small city, there's no fighting over there. They may have a lot of pushing, it's like body massage, you know. But there's no fighting. Millions of people, they got accident, but they only get angry for a while, and alhamdulillah, peace. Assalamu alaikum. No more fighting. No more arguing. One day got hit, another each other. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. Khalas, you go my way, go my way. We got to move. We got to keep on moving. This is the beauty of Hajj. And a lot of people are not able to experience that. We want them to experience that. We want your friend, the people of Chennai, to experience that. How to do that? Bring peace to them. And when you bring peace, you can bring them to the Holy Land. When they go to the Holy Land, all of us will become more holier, inshallah. And then we will prosper together. We will grow together as a big family. Then we will share whatever we have. Because the Prophet ﷺ has reminded us, if you love something that is good for you, you must also love your brother to have the same thing that you love. Then only you become a true believer. And only Islam provides us this, fellow brother and sister. Whoever have been to Mecca, he know. Whether you are poor or rich, everybody dress the same color of ihram. Same dress. Everybody will go to Arafah in the same time. Everybody will recite the same talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Everybody, poor, rich, white, black, Arab, non-Arab, everybody say the same word. Everybody do the same thing. Everybody tawaf 7 rounds, sa'i 7 times. There's no such law. Or if he's a VIP, he go for 5 rounds. VVIP, 3 rounds. No, no, no. If he's a king, 1 round. No, whether you are king, whether you are VIP, whether you are nobi, everybody have the same 7 rounds. To show you everybody is equal. How rich you are, how poor you are, we all do the same ritual. Allahu Akbar. To show the peace that we have. And inshallah, if we work together, we understand the meaning of peace, we are going to grow together. Because when Islam talk about development, prosperity, he's not talking about your own development. He's talking about the development as a whole for all mankind. This is what Islam promote. Not only you become rich, he want everybody to become rich. Not only you become happy, you want everybody to be happy. Not only you want to have security, you want everybody to feel secure living in your environment. That's what Islam provides us, fellow brother and sister. We hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to understand the spirit of Islam that is based on peace. That's why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started his mission, he called people to come together, to be a family, so that we live together like a big family and we grow together and we develop together. We can live and die together, so that all of us will go to paradise and meet each other together. Do you love that, brother? Do you love to go to paradise, brother? I don't hear you. Yes, you must say yes. There's nothing to be ashamed of. This is something we long for. This is what we want in our life. The end of our life here is for hereafter. We suffer a bit here. We give more here so that we will take more in Akhirah. If you want more here, you may get less over there. Why not you give more? Because here is very short. Most of us who are here today, maybe you are 40 years old above. 40 years, that means we still have maybe 20 years to go. And those who are 60, maybe you still have 20 days to go. Oh, too short. You say, Sheikh, why you said we are going to go back to die after 20 days? No, I'm not going to come to listen to your talk anymore. No one knows. You can leave this hall after this and you may not come back. I may leave you and I won't be here anymore. No one knows when you're going to die. But the best thing for us to do now is to grab the opportunity to find inner peace with Allah, worship Him, do what He wants you to do, and then inshallah, you will bring peace to your family, your neighbor, your nation, and wherever you go, inshallah, people will love you, people will honor you, people like to be with you because you bring peace to them. And the Prophet, I like to end this saying of the Prophet. The Prophet said, "Al-mu'min manfa'atun." A true believer is a person who always bring benefit to himself and he bring benefit to others. وَلَا تَقُولُ قَلَّا عَلَى النَّاسِ. Don't be a burden to other people. We do not want to be a burden to our family. We don't want to be a burden to our children, to our wife, to our country, but we want to be beneficial. So please understand the concept of peace and please work together as a big family, inshallah. Allah help those who help themselves. And remember, peace comes from inside first. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us peace, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in this world and the hereafter. Amin. Ya Rabbil Alamin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal aqli da'wana. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Hussein Yi. At this time, we would like to move promptly to the question and answer session. There are a few guidelines which I need to share with you to make sure that this runs effectively. And I would like you to all listen and remember this. Questions by non-Muslims, male or female, have priority over our Muslim audience here because our Muslim audience has many opportunities to ask questions. So if there are non-Muslims in the audience, we would like to hear the questions from them. However, if there are no questions from non-Muslims, then we would ask that the Muslim brothers and sisters form one line at the queues, that they do not bunch up around the mics, that they ask questions specifically related to this topic, that they keep their questions short that they ask one question at a time and refrain from making statements. As for non-Muslims, you may make any criticisms, you may make any statements, and you may ask any question. Do not feel ashamed about any question that you may ask. Do not feel that you may upset or offend. The only way to get an answer is to ask the question, so there's no holds barred, there's no limit to what you can say, but try to use nice manners, inshallah. At this time, inshallah, I would like to remind you that there are two mics, one in the front for the brothers, or in the rear actually, and in the front in the sister section for the sisters. If anyone writes a question, that question will receive second priority. Questions at the mic are first priority. And at this time, I would like to open up this question and answer session for Sheikh Hussein Yee on the topic, Peace and Prosperity, Islam's Goal for Humanity. Again, if there are any non-Muslims in the audience, just make your way to a volunteer. They'll assist you in getting to the front of the mic. If any of you are sitting next to non-Muslims, please do encourage them to ask a question. If they're not going to ask the question on their behalf. Brother, you in the front, could you please state your name, occupation, and briefly state your question?
I am Muhammad Minnatullah. I am a doctor. Dear brother, in spite of Islam is the religion for peace, and in number we are increasing throughout the world, yet overall the Islamic community is in great turmoil and without any peace. I don't have any doubt in our religion. My question is this because of our weakness in our iman or because of the test of Allah?
If I'm not wrong, the brother is trying to share with us how he feels to be a Muslim. We are proud to be a Muslim. We believe what Allah said and what the Prophet have taught us. But we are having some problem today because Muslim country seems to live in a lot of unrest, having a lot of unrest in turmoil. That means they are not living in peace. There is war everywhere. We do not deny that one of the causes of this kind of war that's going on is because the Muslim is weak in their iman. Because when you have strong iman, you have strong love. And love will overrule anger. And when you have love, you have more peace. People do not want peace. People don't love us to live in peace. Who don't love us to live in peace is our number one enemy, the shaitan. And there are two kinds of shaitan. Shaitan jinn wal ins. You got the shaitan from the jinn and the shaitan from human, who cannot see us live in peace. So they create a lot of turmoil, anger among the nation, and the Muslim become a victim. I believe, inshallah, I've been traveling everywhere promoting peace. If people say Islam is a religion of war, I say, show me in the Quran say Islam is a religion of war. No. I say Islam is a religion of peace, because the word Islam means peace. So inshallah, brother, yes, we do not deny the weakness of our iman make us have little patience. But if you have a strong iman, you have strong patience. And then you have love, and whatever people want to do to us, we always know how to control ourselves. Yeah. Jazakallahu khair, brother.
Sister section, do we have any questions? Volunteers also, could you try to get some non-Muslims and assist them into the mic?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'm a student. For a peace of mind, can we do yoga or meditations? It is allowed in Islam for yoga.
Now the sister is asking, can we practice yoga or can we get involved in a kind of meditation to achieve peace? Is that what you're asking, sis? Now we have a better way to acquire peace is to perform our prayer. Performing the daily prayer will help you to acquire peace faster than any kind of exercise. Because if you talk about yoga, meditation, what is yoga and meditation? It's something that belongs to other people who do not know how to communicate with the Creator. So they form their own way of exercise to bring peace to themselves. When we have the best way to communicate with the Creator, with Allah, then the best meditation is through a salat, namaz. Namaz is the best way of meditation for Muslim. We do not just sit straight, but we stand up, we make ruku, we make sujood, and all this movement will also make your body healthier. The blood that flow in the body will flow better and give you health and energy. Now, I do a lot of exercise. Meditation, yes. Yoga, yes. Tai Chi, yes. Kung Fu, yes. Everything I do. But the best one is when you make salat. Allahu Akbar. You really find inner peace. Of course, a lot of people today who make namaz cannot feel the peace inside them because they are not doing the right namaz. You must understand what you are reciting in your prayer and also why you move from one movement to another movement. With the right knowledge of salat, you will sure to have peace. Jazakallahu khair.
Brother in the front, inshallah, the next question will be from you. And you and the gentleman in the front, if you don't want to ask your question, you can write it and just pass it on. Someone will ask for you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother, in your speech, you explained how to spread peace among our fellow Muslim brothers. But I would like you to explain to us how to spread peace among our non-Muslim brothers too. Like, to spread dawah and all, that would be one of the steps in spreading peace among non-Muslims. I would like to explain the other methods available for this purpose.
Now, Jazakallahu khair. If you look at the teaching of the Prophet, when he meet people who are not yet Muslim. Now, I always use the term not yet Muslim. I hardly want to use non-Muslim. Because when I say non-Muslim, I am judging them that you are not Muslim. I cannot pass judgment to them. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنْ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَ فَأَجِّرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِقْهُ مَقْمَنَ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. You see the beautiful word of Allah. How do Allah address this group of people? Allah said, if any of the mushrikeen, the people who do not worship Allah, come to you, become your neighbor, or ask you for help or anything, do not leave them until you manage to send the word of peace to them. Share with them about what is Islam. Tell them about Allah. Now, after you have showed them Islam, and you have told them about Allah, if they decide not to believe, not to follow, don't disturb them, don't force them, don't put any pressure on them, make them feel safe, yeah? Being your neighbor, being your friend. Why? Because Allah said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Because this group of people are people who knows not. Allah used the term, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah do not put judgment on them. You are a kafir. No. Because they are people who knows not. So the Prophet always, when he see people who are not yet Muslim, he called them to peace, to Islam. أَيُّهَنَّا قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. If they decide not to follow, the Prophet will make dua to them. اللهم اهدك هداكم الله. The Prophet keep on making dua to them. Pray for them. Not cursing them. Passing judgment to them. You understand that, brother? You got the message now? So the least that we can do when you meet people who are not yet Muslim, pray for them. Can we do that? Please do that. Because this is what the Prophet have done. You know, when he went to Ta'if to call people to Islam, what do he receive from the people of Ta'if? Stones. Not flour. People throw stone at him. The angel who is in charge of the mountains, the hill around Ta'if, came to the Prophet, asking for permission to destroy the whole people of Ta'if. What did the Prophet say? Inni lam ub'as la'anan, walakin bu'istu da'iyan warhama. I am not sent by Allah to destroy anything, to bring destruction, but I was sent by Allah as a savior and a caller to fellow mankind. And then he said, Allahumma di qawmin fa innahum la ya'lam. Oh Allah, give guidance to the people of Ta'if who go against me today because they do not know who am I. You see the beauty of the Prophet's teaching? People throw stone at him. People curse him. People say he's crazy. He make prayer for them. So that's the best thing for us to do to our fellow brothers and sisters who are not yet Muslim. Alhamdulillah.
Shukran for your question, inshallah. We have a gentleman who would like to ask a question now. If the gentleman could please state his name and his occupation before answering any question or making any comment, please.
His name is Balraj. He is a businessman.
Alhamdulillah.
So he has asked a question in Tamil. I'll translate it, inshallah, into English. In their culture, they can go to many places to meet their to meet God. They've got lots of places for pilgrimage. For Muslims, you need to go to Mecca to meet Allah. Can we meet him here itself, or is there any other place we can meet him here? It's one. Two, he would like to go to Mecca. What should he do to do that?
The Muslim do not believe that God, Allah, is only in Mecca. No. Allah is above the heaven. He see all of us. He see us now. He see you now. He know what is in your heart now. Mecca is just a place where all Muslims will go once in a lifetime to perform a pilgrimage, the last pillar of Islam, to teach the Muslim that all Muslims are like a big family, whether you are Arab or non-Arab. That's all. But Allah is not there. Allah is in the heaven, up here. You can see him, but not with your eye, but with your iman, with your faith. If you want to communicate with Allah, it's very easy. You don't have to spend any money. You learn about Islam, see the officer of peace, vision of Islam. And if you make ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah today, inshallah, this coming year, you can go to Hajj. You can go to Mecca, no problem. No problem at all. They are prepared to assist you. You understand that, brother? When you say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that is your passport to go to Mecca. Nobody can stop you anymore. Not even Bush can stop you. Yeah. Even President Bush, he can travel everywhere. He cannot go to Mecca because he don't have La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. You understand that, brother? So we welcome you to Islam. Okay? We welcome you to Islam. And when you become Muslim, there's nothing for you to lose. Nothing for you to lose. There's a lot for you to gain. Please explain to him. Jazakallahu khair.
This time we'll take a question from the sister section, please. Could you please state your name, occupation, and briefly state your question?
Assalamu alaikum, brother. This question is on behalf of another sister. When we have lots of troubles and tension in our mind, and how do we overcome it in an Islamic way?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us, He created us, He know that we have a lot of weaknesses, we have a lot of problems. So He said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul wa ulil amri minkum. فَإِن تَنَازَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. Allah said, O you who believe in Allah and the Prophet, you must be faithful to Allah and be faithful to the Prophet and honor the leader among you. If you have any problem or dispute or tension, stress, please look for a good scholar. Good scholar that can guide you, that can bring you back to what Allah said in the book, the Quran, and what the Prophet have said in the Hadith. Because by going back to the Quran and the Sunnah, all the problem can be solved. Do you understand this? We know we have problem. What problem? Personal problem, family problem, children problem. Now how do you solve this problem? You got to go back to Allah. Allah is the one who created all of us. He knows our problem more than we know our problem. So we must go back to Him and see what Allah wants us to do to solve this problem. We are going to have a lot of counseling session here, inshallah. So if you still have any sister who have that problem, please, yeah, come to us. We will try to guide you. Because the question is too general. But if you still have a lot of problem, come to us, inshallah. We will try to help you to solve your problem. But Muslim believe, no problem that cannot be solved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing, you must come back to Him. Jazakallahu khair.
Brother in the front, inshallah, I'll take a question, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Shaykh, your message of peace is well taken. What is your message for the people of riot inflicted by non-believers, their homes burned, their business destroyed? What message you have got for them? Whether we have to say peace, 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 or what?
Are you referring to the people who are not yet Muslim?
Non-believers, oppression on believers.
Okay. What is our stand? What should we do when our fellow brothers, our family is being oppressed by people who don't believe in Allah, who are not in the same faith that we are in? According to the teaching of our Prophet, when the pagan, the mushrikeen, start to kill the believer, the Prophet would try to negotiate with them. When they kill the Muslim, the Prophet do not fight back, but he hold on. Alhamdulillah, the believer, if they have patience, they have iman, if they were killed because of that, they will die as a shaheed. Allah will reward them in paradise. Alhamdulillah. But what we must do, we must have enough patience and wisdom to talk to the leader. Say, is this what you want from us? Do you think this is the best way to solve the problem that we have? Maybe there is some problem, there is some tension here and there. But is this the best way to solve our problem, our crisis? Show them, bring the mayat, you know the mayat, the disease. Show them, bring the leader, show the house. This is a Muslim house. Do you think it's right for them to just burn it down like that? What should we do? Patience is very important, brother. You cannot say, peace, be patient, don't worry, pray to Allah. No, we must address the matter with responsibility. We must be brave enough to tell them what they do is wrong. Their religion is against human law and is against the law of God. Because no religion allows you to do that. But they themselves is out of control. So we cannot just follow them. They burn our house, we burn their house, they kill our child, we kill their child. Now, then there's no more peace. Even the Prophet, to the extent that the Prophet command his people, if the pressure is getting stronger and stronger against the believer, migrate, leave the country. The Muslim got to leave, got to make hijrah. To show you how peaceful the Muslim are. Not say they cannot fight back. If they fight and they die as a martyr, as a shaheed. But Allah do not allow you to do that yet. There will be a time. The Muslim, the Prophet say, is like a bee. You know the bee? Al-mu'min kan-nahli, the Prophet said. The true believer is like a bee. A bee don't disturb anybody. But don't disturb the beehive. When you disturb the beehive, when the bee come out, he will never return until he get his target. The Muslim are very patient, but don't over or underestimate their patience. When they come out, they will not rest until they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't think any nation who understand the spirit of Islam will want any problem with the Muslim. But because they don't understand. And the Muslim is not showing good example today. So sometimes there is some fault from us. So we must try our best to solve our problem in the way that Allah is happy with us. Not with anger, and not with our nafs, but with wisdom. You understand that, brother? Inshallah. I hope all of us will learn the best way to solve our problem, inshallah.
Okay, this will be the last question of the session. So if the gentleman would please state his name, his occupation, and briefly state his question. Brother?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
My name is Mansoor Ahmed. I am a software professional. My question is, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the dua to Allah that Allah should not destroy this ummah, but Allah put a condition that till a Muslim oppresses the other Muslim brother, he will not destroy this world. But today there is a lot of misunderstanding between the Muslim brothers. There is a lot of separation and disunity among Muslim brothers. And we do not know. Allah is very conscious about His promise. Allah has promised that He will not destroy this world till the Muslim oppresses other Muslim. What do you say about this?
It's true what the Prophet has said. It's very true that the Prophet knows what is going to happen. Allah gave him the knowledge, and the Prophet have warned us. If the Muslim is going to fight among Muslim, then Allah will going to destroy us and replace us with another nation. No, Allah do not want you to fight with each other. As Muslim believers, you cannot fight with each other. It's haram. Because the Prophet said, "Kullu Muslim ala Muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu." All Muslim to another Muslim is sacred, is haram. His blood, his life is haram for you to take. You cannot injure him. You cannot even kill him. You cannot take his property. His property is sacred. You cannot take it away from him until he give it to you willingly. And also his honor, dignity, is something that you must protect. You cannot destroy and humiliate him. This is what the Prophet have said. So when we keep on doing things against Allah, what is happening now? The unity of the Ummah is getting weaker and weaker, and we've been bullied by a lot of people because of our own weakness. But Allah has warned us, if you are not careful, I am going to replace you. سَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمٌ غَيْرَكُمْ. I am going to replace you with another nation who is better than you. We understand that, brother? We know what is happening. But we not participate in that. We must not support anything that cause friction among Muslims. We should work together and keep on praying and be patient about it. Inshallah, may Allah help us and strengthen the Muslim Ummah and unite your heart together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen.
Sir, my name is Muhammad Mohsin Ahmad Khan. I am an engineering student. Sir, are we supposed to convey Islamic greeting, Assalamu alaikum, to our not yet Muslim brothers?
Now, this is a very important question. I have started to inform all the brothers and sisters here that as Muslim, you always greet each other with the greeting of peace, Salamu alaikum. Now, how about when you meet people who are not yet Muslim? Now, we are worried that if we use it to the not yet Muslim people, now they thought that we are trying to force them to become a Muslim. No. So the Prophet do not allow you to offer that greeting to them. But if they offer you this greeting, you can respond. But not for you to offer yet. Why? Because when you start to offer, we are worried that they don't feel happy with it. Because they are not Muslim. They don't feel happy that you greet them with the Islamic greeting. So just greet them with a normal greeting. But when they accept the Islamic greeting by offering you the Islamic greeting, then you can respond. Because the Prophet said, "Man sallama alayka min khalqillah, fardud alayhi wa in kanat yahudiyan aw nasraniyan aw majusiyan." Rawahu Abu Daud. In the hadith of Abu Daud, the Prophet said, anyone that offer you the Islamic greeting, anyone, because Allah is the one who created everybody. Even the one who offer you this greeting is a Jew or a Christian or a fire worshipper respond to his greeting. How do you respond? If you give your salam alaikum, you say wa alaikum. Or you say wa alaika. What is the meaning of that? Same to you, my brother. If you come to me with peace, may the peace go back to you. If you come to me positively, all the positive thing will go back to you. Yes, you can do that. You understand that? Alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khair.
Jazakallahu khair for the question, inshallah. I believe this now will be the last question for the evening. Brother, could you please state your name and your occupation before stating your question briefly?
Assalamu alaikum. Muhammad Abdul Qadir. So I am working in hotel management. So just nowadays, the Palestinian people are facing a lot of problem. When they are attacked by the, they are still using the stones because of the lack of technical knowledge. So what does the Islam tell about the awareness of education and technical skill?
Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first revelation, the first wahyu, Iqra, Bismi Rabbikal Ladzi Khalaq. That means Allah wants every one of us to have knowledge. Seeking knowledge, education is fard. Fardu Ain is an individual obligation. A must for every Muslim. The Prophet said, Talabir il faridatan ala kulli Muslim. Seeking knowledge is an obligation to all Muslims. Male or female, young and old. Yes, it is wajib. It's something that we must address this matter. Yeah? There is a lot of difference between people of knowledge and people who have no knowledge. Allah said in the Quran, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي أَلَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Is that same between people of knowledge and people who have no knowledge? Of course, it's not the same. Now, people have academic knowledge, but how about the technical knowledge? Yes, everything that benefit the ummah, benefit human, the Muslim should get involved in. Yes, it is an obligation. Jazakallahu khair, brother.
Spread the word, oh man. Spread the word of Islam. Oh, fortunate one. Paradise must be won. Paradise must be won each day and each night, through darkness and through light. Cry it out to the world, spread the word.